What has become of the water? Dry clay is full of tiny pores, and it has sucked up the water into its pores. Now let us mould our lump of soft clay into the form of a cup and fill it with water. The water does not soak through the clay, for all its pores are already full of water. Now you see why clay is used to line the bottom and sides of ponds and canals. Clay will not let water pass through it. It is waterproof. Let us mould another lump of clay into the shape of a brick. We shall take this lump of clay to a brick maker and ask him to bake it for us in his kiln. There it will become a hard red block, like a brick, which would be very useful in helping to build a house. Drain pipes, tiles, chimney pots, and many other articles are made of baked clay. Clay burned in rough lumps is sometimes used for making roads and footpaths. It soaks up the rainwater and so keeps the road dry. Jugs and basins and cups and saucers are also made of baked clay. These vessels must not be porous, or they will let the liquids escape which we put into them. The pores of such articles are filled up by dipping them into a mixture that makes them smooth like glass. A man who makes vessels out of clay is called a potter. He has a flat wheel in front of him on which he places the soft lump of clay, and as it spins round, he moulds it with his hands into any shape he likes. Dishes made of clay are called pottery or earthenware.